The Lord has blessed us with his wisdom tonight, and he gave us a wonderfully constructive message on how to live in this world and be a blessing to everyone. So today is October the 15th, 2015, and I'm going to begin the message with a little dialogue that I had with the Lord. We've been blessed with a volunteer, a personal assistant to help take care of daily duties here that we have, some of which is construction and things for the owners. So it's taking a great burden off of our backs, and it gives us more time for all of you. Anyway, this is a great grace and gift, but at the same time, it takes a bit of orientation and organization. And it seems that the more I hand on to her to do, the more that still needs to be done. And during prayer, I'm still making lists and being distracted by all that I can get done now that we have help. I'll be sitting there worshiping the Lord, and my mind will drift off into who's going to build the porch for them and how we're going to get things into storage and all these really stupid, useless thoughts. And the Lord kind of gave me a way to handle those tonight. So I began by speaking to him, Lord, this seems to be getting harder instead of easier. I don't know what to do. Oh, I need you to rescue me out of this morass of worldly work, Lord. Please help me. It won't be this way for long. Get things set up and you can move into the next phase of concentrating on ministry. It takes time to get situated. Yes, Lord, but all these little foxes, vitamins, cables, printer ink, well, you know what I mean. It seems like the list never stops. And when we are together, my mind is going 90 to nothing. Please, please, deliver me out of this world. Please. Finish what's on your plate, Claire. But in the meantime, will you please help me? Have I ever failed you? No, but I guess I'm just afraid all of this is my fault. Some, but not all. As I said, dear one, finish what's on your plate. I promise you things will get better. Thank you. Now for the message. This ties into your dilemma, my love. My precious brides, the world will take an endless amount of time away from you if you let it. It is a voracious animal that can never get its fill. Part of that is your own desire natures. The other part are circumstances you have little or no control over. I recognize you both in your circumstances that can't be avoided and in your Martha lists. I say to you, be vigilant and cut that list back every day. The more you want, the more entangled you get. Things require maintenance, storage, time, energy, and money. To have nothing is the absolute ideal, but not practical for very many. Yet you can approach that freedom out of free will. When you begin to see things as a lead weight around your neck, you will long for freedom and get rid of them, which in itself is a costly undertaking. Wow, you can say that again. But you don't want me to, do you? No, Lord, I wish I never had things. Please don't say that again. They are a burden, and I can remember the last time I wanted to get rid of them, it was an ordeal to dispose of them properly. I wish I could just take what we need, and the rest would just disappear. He continued, every day find something you don't need. In a very short time, you will be much freer than you are now, my love. Yes, you do have too much, but disposing of it is difficult when you care where it goes. I just don't want to waste anything, Lord. There are people who need things, and that's what I want to make sure to provide. It's better to let go than to get entangled. My brides, the devils are very clever when it comes to your good intentions. They know full well that you wish to do what is right. But if you commit your way to me and release these things into my hands, It will be better for you than if you struggle to place them one by one. I promise you will get entangled when you allow yourself to stay attached. There is an art to living in freedom. It takes prayer and practice. I will guide you into that freedom if you're willing to let go. As you grow older, you tend to find more security in things, which unfortunately turn into chains that rob you of time and strength, which is exactly what you don't want to waste as you get older. And there's no security in things. Security comes from me alone. Lord, I remember how it was with my mother before she passed. For several years, she just couldn't let go of everything she had. She took everything from her business and moved it into her beautiful living room that she created to enjoy during her retirement years. But it was filled with boxes everywhere. You couldn't even walk. And it had a beautiful vaulted ceiling and stained glass and a view of a lake, and it was just beautiful. But she couldn't enjoy any of it because it was filled with the trappings of her former business that she just couldn't let go of. It was really sad. And after she passed, there were tons and tons of magazines and clothing and miscellaneous articles that filled dumpster after dumpster. They were of no use to anyone. The Lord continued, "This is part of the American lifestyle, and I am addressing it because you avoid dealing with it, and I see how it weighs you down, and it takes mental and physical energy away from us and our relationship. When you go into prayer and begin to relax, a plethora of unaccomplished business floods your mind. Rather than fighting that, write it down quickly and come back to me in prayer. It does have to do with the way your brain functions. If you try to fight it and engage it directly, you'll get caught in a never-ending merry-go-round over and over and over again. But if you write it down for later, you can dismiss it and return to me in prayer. What you, my love, are experiencing right now is an exercise in detachment. I need you to let go, Claire. Give things away. Be freed from them. Your prayers will become much more powerful as you clear the decks of these distractions. Prayers being interrupted do take a toll on your concentration and on our relationship, and I wish for you to be free, and right now you are anything but. I will help you as I promised earlier. Thank you, Lord. I just want you to recognize that you are not exempt from the feelings age brings on. You too will be reticent and attached, but by my grace you will let go and be happier for it. My brides, some things you are hanging on to in my eyes belong to others because they've outlived their usefulness in your life, and it's time to let them go because others need them. The last thing you want to do is become a black hole where everything disappears. I would rather you be a link in the chain of distribution so I can trust you to share with those in need. This is an important function in my kingdom, the distribution of goods." And he brought to mind this scripture, "Right now you have plenty and can help those who are in need. Later they will have plenty and can share with you when you are in need. In this way, things will be equal." That's 2 Corinthians 8:14. "My Father in heaven is generous and gives to all without discrimination, to the good and bad alike." And that brings up Matthew 5:45. "He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous." And then the Lord continued, "Therefore, be like him and share. Your witness will do much to further my kingdom. People will praise God because of your generosity. Greed and avarice are not becoming of my bride, and soon you will be in heaven and have no need for any of those things." Well, I am saving a few things for my children, Lord. Yes, well, you would be surprised at how little they will want in the end. Just keep an eye out for the poor and be a blessing to those who are truly suffering want. In heaven, this is one of the main considerations of your rank and how much good you are able to accomplish. How generous and detached you were on earth, and how solicitous you were towards others. I do not wish to belabor this topic, but I do want you all to understand that as you give what is no longer useful for you, the things you need come back around to you from many different sources. But you should never give to get. That is a terrible distortion of the gospel. I told you, give and it will be given unto you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. That's Luke 6:38. Your giving should be without an eye to return, from the motive of love for your brother, not from the motive of greed and avarice. I gave this scripture to reassure you of my providential care when you let things go, not to use the dynamic as a lottery of sorts. This is detestable to me. What I honor is the open hands and the loving heart, not the clever investments with an eye to your return. There is a principle in heaven that will never fail you. Do all from the pure motive of love. When you live your life around this self-sacrificing principle, you are truly laying up riches in heaven, and the great glory that accompanies a loving soul in heaven is beyond your comprehension. Love is the acid test for heaven. Did you learn to love and to give, or did you learn to hoard and protect? Oh, the darkness surrounding the latter kind of soul. So my message to you tonight is to release yourself from the bondage of things and give to those in need. You will be freer, and they will be blessed and praise my Father in heaven because of you. Remember what I have told you. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That's in Acts 20:35.